This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weekly talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen here at 7 after the hour with the DJ Veers, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, to go through the charts for the week of January 3rd to the 7th, a tradition that is long-standing here on this program and other programs that I have done. It's the companion piece for the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. All the stories come from the research done and published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the official site. You can also find the lists posted on our social media and at djvshow.com. So at number 10, I'll go through the list, I think, and then we'll pick out. We got a couple of New Year's week extras, too, for you during the course of the program.
A countdown extra?
Countdown extras, that's right. You got
yeah,
it, Jennifer.
There you go.
Number 10, the Giswell, why don't I never pronounce it?
Giswell?
Ghislaine.
Giswell? Jeez.
Anyway, that case. Ooh. Now, the wrinkle this week has been Prince Andrew. And have you seen all of that, ladies? The Prince Andrew part of the, or piece of the thing? He was talking about somebody asked him about having a relationship with a 17-year-old, I think while he was married to Fergie, if I'm not mistaken. So, anyway, twists and turns in the road. So, I guess this week, the twist is that she, through her lawyer, is claiming foul because one of the jurors talked to the press about, you know, the case. And I don't, that happens all the time, right? So what's the exception here?
Wasn't or it is that really? Somebody was lying on their jury information card or something saying that they had not been sexually abused or they were sexually abused or something like that? I think, well, I don't know about the jury card, but the issue, the issue though is that this juror talked to the press about being a victim of sexual abuse.
Right.
And so
and
her lawyer.
Didn't declare it on the card or something.
Yeah. So her lawyer is now going to try to use that as a basis for
this?
A new trial.
Could it possibly be a new trial?
If,
and if that's the case.
Maybe. If a judge rules that there's bias there, then I guess, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like a long shot, but who knows?
But going through all of these things is very expensive. I bet she spent $500,000 on lawyers first time around. But she's got lots of money. She got Epstein's money,
she's
too,
got
right?
It. Yep.
She got plenty
mm-hmm.
of dough.
Stashed away in different places, sure.
Right. Okay.
Her husband just served her with divorce papers, and he's apparently involved with someone else. But they got married. Like, it was an arranged marriage. Kind of. It was basically a deal.
That's where the money comes from?
No, she's had to know this is her own money. Yeah, her father was very wealthy. He was in England, and then
so
she has all Epstein's money.
Prey on her? Is she a socialite?
That's what she claimed. She claimed, she claimed that she was a victim, and he, you know, brainwashed her and all that. It obviously didn't work because she was found guilty on, what, five out of the six
five
or seven
six counts?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So even if she goes back to trial, will they retry the six counts, or they retry the five counts, and she could still be found guilty of four and go to jail for the rest of her life? Right? I mean, is there any hope?
I think it's a long shot.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Number nine on the list of the top ten from Talkers Magazine this week, the conditional conversation about social media that seems to be continuing on and on and on, what free speech really is, what people don't understand about these being private companies they don't have to give you. And this is what you see over and over and over again. I have the right to say what I want. No, you don't. Not in something that isn't a public, in the public trust, if you will. These social media companies, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, belong to private companies, and they can do what they want. The thing is, they've suckered you in before they told you what the rules were, or you didn't read the 40-page disclaimer once you sign on to Facebook. Go ahead.
That they're acting like a utility, especially when it comes to Facebook, and people use that to communicate and make phone calls and have group chats. And I mean, I would say maybe the argument for Twitter and Instagram is that they aren't. But when it comes to Facebook, the reason I think that they are uniquely in a different spot is think about it this way. If you don't like that I say I am anti-vaccine mandate, like Facebook doesn't like when people say that and they tag people's information all the time, would it be acceptable for Verizon not to allow you to call me or for me not to make calls because I might tell you that I'm anti-vaccine mandate?
So are we saying that we think that Verizon and AT&T are listening to our phone calls?
No, the point is that Verizon is a utility, and I would say that Facebook acts in that same realm. So I don't feel that Facebook, even though they are a private company, and I believe that private companies have the right to make their decisions, I support that whether I like them or not, but when they are acting like a utility, you can't play favorites, just like Verizon or AT&T or your cable provider or your internet provider can't play
favorites. If you sue AT&T and Verizon, you have to show some sort of monetary detriment. You've been affected negatively monetarily. Can you do that if you sue Facebook? That's the question, I think.
Well, if you run your small business through Facebook, sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have a website. They use a Facebook page to run a small business. Mm-hmm. So I think you could easily make that case, right? I mean,
That's why I think it's a little different. We always put, like, and believe me, look, I hate that Twitter shuts down President Trump when they leave, like, terrorists up online, right? I think that's stupid and not fair, but they're a private company, and I don't think people actually tweet to stay in contact with each other, but I do think people use Facebook
a lot.
And Facebook is a utility, for sure, and I think it needs to be treated that way.
All right, number eight, relations with China. Victoria, the Tesla thing is probably the biggest individual item this week, where Tesla is trying to do business in China in that region that's basically shut down, right?
Well, it's not shut down, unfortunately. Wow. The region the region of Xinjiang is where the Uyghur Muslims are in those camps. And so the rest of the developed world has gotten together and said that we're not going to import anything coming from that region unless a special license can be, attained, and which is not going to happen. So, it is controversial that Tesla opened a showroom in the capital of Xinjiang on New Year's Eve. So, this is not a good look for Tesla. When other companies like Home Depot and Best Buy and Apple are breaking away and getting, distancing themselves from that entire region and anything to do with the forced labor on the Uyghur Muslims, and then Tesla's like, hey, welcome us now. We've got a brand new showroom. Who wants to buy a Tesla? It just feels really like a bad move. But
well,
they did it on New Year's Eve
down when
no one was paying attention.
Yeah, but their stock went down appreciably this week because of that move. So that's number eight. Number seven, the whole situation we find ourselves in, you look around at some of the cities and how much violence and crime there is. Chicago, probably the number one example of that yet again this week. I don't know what else you say about it. It's the murder rate and the police defunding and all that stuff, that story seems to just go on and on.
Well, the story
on
I think that really got attention was from New York this week, where New York came out and said that they were going to kind of follow suit with what LA's done and change the what constitutes a misdemeanor and what constitutes a felony.
Is that the new mayor's ruling? And is he
it wasn't the mayor. I think it was the DA, I think, in the state who said that they're going to, because it's not the mayor's purview, basically, to change that. It's the district attorney's job, basically, to say how they're going to charge. And they said that they're going to try to reorganize that. Plus, they said that unless you commit murder, essentially, that's the only thing that'll put you in jail for more than 20 years. So, again, there's kind of this, like, these two headlines that are crushing against each other. You've got DAs that aren't taking crime seriously, that are trying to operate in the way of reform, but to what end? Because California's done this now for 10 years, and our crime rates are at all-time highs, almost.
Well,
I mean,
there's another wrinkle in this week that I thought I would share with everybody. I didn't talk about it in any of our hours on the DJV program prior to today. The number of people that have been let out of prisons because of COVID, that's one thing that there had been some people looking at this, but I have an individual, I'm not going to name the person, but he's associated with this program, whose wife was convicted, sent to jail. She was convicted of fraud and stealing clients' money and stuff like that, went to jail for 10 years. Well, she's been in jail for 4 years, and now she's out. She's wearing an ankle bracelet, but she's out. And
yeah, they do the home confinement.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, with nonviolent crimes, that's less that the taxpayer has to pay. I'm all for that. All for that. Yeah. If it's a nonviolent person, they're stuck in their house, they can't leave.
Yeah, but she can get on the computer or she can do business and do the same thing that she did before. The reason that she went to jail was the way she duped people. She could do that easily.
Well, I don't know. They're pretty heavily monitored what people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. I'm all for it. If that saves taxpayer dollars, why not?
All right.
Like that's crazy that we even put. I mean, you and I have talked about
things.
This.
Yes,
some of the stuff is white collar stuff. I mean, I always said Bernie Madoff should have been teaching accounting courses to inmates because
he had the money. He still had a lot of the money, so he should have been. That should have been given back to the people who were screwed. Frankly, all right. Number six, voting legislation. Why is this? This is a retread for me. There's not, so we've got between now and
the new part is that this week, Chuck Schumer said that they're going to take it up by the 17th. And you've heard, and I'm sure January 6th is coming up on the list, but one of the things that Democrats are trying to do, Kamala Harris really explicitly said it in her speech at the Capitol, is that they are trying to tie together January 6th with passing this federal voting rights bill. And they want to get a vote on it by the 17th, or they're going to blow up the way the Senate works, where you have to have 60 votes to break a filibuster. And my only warning, and I've said it a million times, is that, well, hopefully, because you start blowing up rules, and at some point your party's not going to be in power, and you're going to have to end up taking that bitter pill of the rules that you blow up, you've now got to swallow. So we'll see.
It's
I don't know the constitutionality. I mean, the idea is that you can't really federalize elections under the Constitution. The Constitution allows for states to dictate what's best for them, which I can't even imagine if they pass this legislation that it's not going to be challenged probably
right
all
to,
the
way up to the
Supreme Court.
Right to the Supreme Court it goes. Yep, that's a brilliant observation on your part, Jennifer. You can write that down. Jennifer is
going home
brilliant.
Now today.
Victoria is brilliant. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Lots to come. Stick around for that. 18 after the hour now on the DJV overview, the retracing, if you will, of our conversations and steps from this past week.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner is here now to go through some of the comments from our social media, from listeners to the program regarding some of the issues that we have experienced discussion about this week. So, Jay, do we start with The COVID-19 question, what are you experiencing with your family? This looks like some pretty interesting responses.
Yeah, because we always see different things happening in the news, what science is telling us, what medical people are telling us, the professionals. But we wanted to know what you were seeing personally. What were you experiencing? What were you seeing in your own inner circle with your friends and family? Don Berg says, we're a family of three that live in a rural area. All of us are working and trying to live life as normal as possible. And James
By the way,
Martin,
that's Mac in the background. Say hi, everybody say hi to Mac.
Hi,
Mac.
James Martin says his wife's fully vaccinated and just spent a little over a week in the hospital with COVID. She's home now, but on oxygen. And then at PDuster65 tweeted, the definition of quarantine is not locking up healthy people to protect them. Stay home if you're sick. Live your life if you're not.
So the person, Mr. Martin, said his wife was fully vaccinated. The folks who are not in favor of vaccines will point at something like that. See, the vaccines don't work. Which is counter to what most people who, I mean, there are always going to be exceptions to every rule. That's my two cents worth on that. Okay.
Well, and there's also a common misconception that the vaccine is going to prevent you from getting COVID,
yeah,
and that's not the
that's
case.
So
it's just going
wrong.
To prevent serious sickness.
Yeah,
and death. That's kind of a crisis of the CDC. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step, but that's kind of a crisis of the CDC because that's kind of how it was sold at the beginning.
The CDC is useless.
They're in a real crisis because people
every day. Nobody listens to them. They don't.
Yeah,
why
but
should
people
you?
Have people have lost faith because there's been so much back and forth, I think.
You're right.
Well,
it's
and all the more reason it should be a personal choice, and vaccines should not be mandated, especially because everybody is different. Some people may get COVID and get really seriously sick, and then other people may breeze right through it like a sinus infection.
You do it because it's the smart thing for you to do, and you feel that it is, not somebody telling you that it is. The other side of that is that in this circumstance with the various shots and boosters and that sort of thing. By the way, that's number one this week on the story list from the countdown. But the way that it's being interpreted by politicians and people, and I don't know, it's become one of those things that we get tired of talking about. However, that's not the case with Ghislaine Maxwell. What do you have from listeners on her?
Yeah, regarding her lawyers wanting a new trial, Tisha McCoy says her lawyer's job was to seek out any potential juror who could hurt their defense, and they failed to do so. Birch Willard clearly grounds for a mistrial, and John Aukerman points out, sadly, I think they have a point. The jury was tainted.
Yeah,
there were also some people saying that, yeah, there were a lot of people agreeing that there may need to be a new trial with all of this, but hopefully, because the evidence itself is still the same, the verdict will still be the same.
All right, quick comments on Betty White.
Yeah, she was so loved. Carol Yappel says, can't be sad for a life well lived. She earned those wings. Tim Lowe says, okay, who didn't wrap that lady in bubble wrap and protect her? And Yvonne Giagheri says, a sad end to such a troubled year.
Yeah, well, yeah, in a manner of speaking, but she did have a great life. And if you, depending on who you listen to, if you count the leap year, she actually did live to be 100. So congratulations to her, and watch the movie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The chief executive officer of Moderna said that he anticipates people will need a second COVID-19 booster shot this fall as the vaccine's efficacy wanes over the next few months.
I cannot tell you the frequency. I think it will depend on your age. And I cannot tell you when we're going to move from pandemic to endemic.
Stefan Bensel speaking at a Goldman Sachs organized healthcare conference on Thursday. Can the federal government force you to put something into your body? The Supreme Court is mulling the idea this week as the Biden administration continues to push its vaccine mandates on Americans. OSHA has been tasked to enforce the mandate at workplaces across America. Now, the United States Postal Service has requested a temporary waiver from the Biden vaccine mandate and warns of supply chain disruptions if they don't get the relief. Thanks for listening, and a woohoo, it is TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Internet cookies that attach to your personal web browsing habits and inform websites of your viewing habits and purchases are quite intrusive when you see what they actually do, all under the guise of ensuring you a better web experience. The country of France is now standing up and taking notice.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. The committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision and remains committed to working with relevant authorities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio from this past week. We're talking about the charts, the things that are on this from our perspective. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The whole idea of our relationship, we were on, well, we've sort of gone, but I want to go back to China for a second because of the Olympics that are coming up. When actually did the Olympics start? Is it next week? I know the trials, there are some trials on TV.
Don't the athletes, beginning of February, right? Yeah, the athletes have to arrive at some point in January, and it's like a really long quarantine, right?
Yeah,
yep.
Right. All right, so, Jay, you asked, one of the questions you asked of our the participants in social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJV Show, about the Olympics. Are you going to watch them? And a lot of people were taking the point of view, it looks like, I saw one person's comment. I hope that our athletes aren't so disrespectful they take a knee in communist China. Is that a knee for China or is that a knee for us? So what does that mean? Disrespectful? I'm trying to figure that one out. I'd be happy to have them take a knee when it comes to China.
Well, you know how a lot of the athletes have been protesting in the form of taking a knee. So he's just saying he doesn't. He hopes that nobody takes a knee. Nobody
takes a knee, though. Taking the knee, if you take a knee here, it usually is in protest of the Black Lives Matter movement, right? Hasn't that been the key?
Well, in support of that movement.
In support
and
of
it's,
it, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would taking a knee in China constitute? If they
it would
did,
be the same thing. It would be not standing for the flag that you represent. That's what they're getting at. Is like the last Olympics, and it was just a little while ago because of the last round of COVID and the shutdown. So during those Olympic Games, there were people who were kneeling in front of the flag. It doesn't matter where you are. It matters that they're not standing for the American flag for the team they represent.
Well,
see, I feel like, I don't know, I'm in favor of a peaceful protest, but I feel like, is your protest watered down if you're doing it in a place like China? Like, shouldn't that be more of a domestic protest? And then I would kneel anytime they hoist a Chinese Communist Party flag. Yeah.
It's definitely the wrong place. If any of these, you know, people that decide that they're going to do that about America and China, I think that person is right, whoever made that comment. It's not the place. Not the place.
Well, and that's also what a lot of people are saying, too, in terms of why they won't be watching the Olympics, that it has gotten too political across the board.
Well, all right. I don't know about that. I think the real reason is to not watch and don't support the fact that it's in Beijing.
In China.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, number five on the story list this week of the top ten is the winter weather situation we find ourselves in. As I speak, there are about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground, first snow, measurable snow of the season here in New England, suburban Boston. You've had snow, a little bit of it down in New Jersey. I know where Phil is in our main studio in Washington. There's been a lot of snow there this week. Jay, out where you are in Nashville, you had
some
snow.
Yeah, we're buried.
Too, right?
Yeah, 6
buried.
Inches.
What does it mean? 6 inches and buried. Well, I guess it is there.
In the south, it is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a light dusting, and it's like, oh, that's cute. But everyone else is like, shut the city down.
Right. No school, all that stuff. And nothing's open. Yeah, okay, got that. And so out in California where Jennifer is, where I'll
there's
be in
no
a few
snow.
Hours, sunshine, lollipops, and roses, right?
Yeah, actually, it was the warmest day since Thanksgiving yesterday. So we're doing okay. Yeah. We're doing fine.
All right. I'll look forward to that. Last week when I was there, it was rainy, miserable in the 50s, and we
loved
all felt
it.
Shortchanged, except the people
speak
who
speak for yourself.
Want,
I love
yeah,
it.
Right. They want the water, need the water. All right. Number four, the Trump role in the midterm elections, or the Trump role in the Republican Party, Trump period, I guess. I'm kind of, when I get from number four to number one here, I'm taking a nap. That's just my comment on it. Doesn't mean it's not important to a lot of people listening. I just can't be bothered. You guys can talk about Trump
well,
if you
I
want
just
to.
Think that Trump's on your, well, I don't even know if it needs the debate or anything. I mean, obviously, he's a controversial figure, certainly.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that he's so high up on the list is because of January 6th. I mean, if you listen to President Biden's speech at the Capitol, it was definitely not a unifying speech. It was all about
waste
Trump,
of time.
His bruised ego,
yeah,
and it was
Trump.
And so that's why he's on the list, and, you know, obviously part of the conversation about January 6th.
Mm-hmm. All right. We don't need to belabor that any. Number three, what's going on in the economy? The Fed this week said that they thought that inflation was going to last through the year. Inflation is one thing, but the crazy cost of stuff. I was talking to a fellow last night who was bought a new Ford pickup truck. And he paid pretty much, he paid $3,000 over sticker price. But this particular dealership had an exclusive Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000, which is a crazy price for a pickup truck no matter what. But this dealer had a sticker price and somebody negotiating with them to pay $137,000 for an $80,000 truck. Number one, the fact that they would have the balsam to charge that. And number two, the guy buying it is stupid enough to pay that. Remember, there are hundreds of thousands of 2021 vehicles sitting around in lots somewhere waiting for chips. When those chips get, because they kept producing trucks and cars, they didn't stop producing them. Well, they did for a little while, but they went back to producing them. They just didn't put all the chips in them. So now when all these chips...
Well, that's all true, but that doesn't fix the availability issue right now. It's hard. It's hard to get a car.
Yeah,
think
but
about
would you
the
pay,
average price.
Think
well, the
it.
Average price of a used car, what was it? It just came out this week.
Like
$29,000 is an average price for a used car. And then I think new cars up somewhere around $50,000.
Yeah.
I just went with my mom a few months ago to buy her new car, and it was extremely difficult. They have very low inventory, and there's really no room for deals. I went in there trying to help her out, and they're like, sorry, there's someone that's going to come along that's going to want this car. We'll give you the best deal that we can, but people are willing to pay more than our cost to get this car. So there's just no wiggle room. If you have to get a car right now, it's not the time if you can hold off.
Well,
people just
so I was talking to somebody yesterday in a business, couldn't get, this week I relayed on the DJV program about the lady that ran the branch bank that I use, the branch of the bank that I use. Let's get that one right. And she said the reason that they've closed down their three branches is because people either have gone home sick with COVID or they've quit. So they don't have enough and they can't hire people. They're paying $22, $23, $24 an hour to start as a teller. Last year at this time, they were paying $14, $15 an hour to tellers. So, and they can't find a way, and I keep asking this question, and I kind of get a laissez-faire answer. Where'd the 8 million people go? Well, they retired, they took other jobs. Well, they may have taken other jobs, but that doesn't still explain, do we have 8 million more jobs now than we did before COVID? I think the answer to that is no. If anything, we have fewer ones because
or have they just permanently fallen out of the job market, too, which is a possibility.
Well,
I don't know
how
where
they survive.
A lot of people
went.
Right. I mean, 4 million women are no longer in the workforce. We know that. And then we also know that a lot of companies closed up and other people started their own small businesses. And then other larger companies went out of business. So it's this ever shifting landscape. I don't think we're going to have a real idea of what this looked like for several years from now. I think we'll be able to look back and go, oh, okay, so that's what happened and this is where everyone went and this is how it went down. But because it's right now we're still in it and it's very hard to figure out which way is up.
It is hard to figure a lot of things, like where to get groceries. Go find, make sure you have a relationship with your local farmer so that when springtime rolls around, you'll be able to get the fresh food, because it's going to be a jam. It'll be a jam time again in the spring. Number two is the January 6th investigation. What a circus. Man, what a complete circus. The Democrats look like fools on this. The Republicans don't look much better. And on it goes. And, you know, for those of you, even me, I got sucked into talking
about this.
We did
get to see your father-in-law came out this week. So that was exciting.
My father-in-law came out this week?
Yeah, you love Liz Cheney, and Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney were the only two Republicans standing on the floor of the Capitol this week. I thought you'd be excited.
Very excited. Yeah, thank you. Very nicely done, Jennifer. Number one this week on the story list is COVID. Japan has asked the people that are on bases in Japan to stay there, stay on the base because of all the COVID cases there. So how many? I'm not sure how many military there are in Japan. Anybody know what that number is? A couple hundred thousand? No, it's not
that many.
981 people tested positive for COVID in Okinawa on Thursday of this week. So apparently the Japanese are blaming American forces for having all the large numbers.
Well, the drinking and the partying and stuff, they want to keep that on base. So they want to limit alcohol. They want to have a, you know, I don't know that they've said anything about a curfew, but I know that the alcohol limit is something that came up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The feds, here's something, here's an interesting wrinkle on COVID. Prosecutors want the Boston Marathon bomber, how do you pronounce his name? Sarnaev, I think it is.
That's Sarnaev guy, right?
Sarnaev, him
Sarnaev,
too, right.
Yeah.
Sarnaev.
He got a $1,400 COVID stimulus payment. This government.
Yeah. It's outrageous. This happened all throughout the country. It wasn't just him. You had people who were sitting in prisons all over the place that were getting stimulus checks.
What in the world is the matter?
How
anyway,
does that even happen?
Yeah, that's the question. Thank you. So he's got $3,885 in his bank account. And of that, $1,400 is from the government for his stimulus.
And how do we feel about our taxpayer money going to his bank account after he tried to blow people up?
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well,
it's sad that he's never going to pay the $100 million that he owes because he's never going to be able to.
Yeah, he belongs. He's where he belongs. But yeah, a lot of people got really shortchanged, pardon the pun. The CES realities from this week after this here on the Talk Radio Review.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Which would be worse to forget and leave at home, your wallet or your phone? $5 trillion in USA retail spending moved online during COVID, and the new normal is the report that we get now from Holland Cook at CES in Las Vegas.
Consumer Technology Association President Gary Shapiro asked, just imagine where we would have been the last 2 years without streaming, Zoom, telehealth, e-commerce, and other tech trends that accelerated during the pandemic. There's lots of buzz for Ford's new F-150 electric, and words cannot describe the competing Silverado EV the General Motors CEO Mary Barra introduced in her CES keynote. The work truck version, available in spring 2023, stickers out at $39,900, features four-wheel steering, 10,000-pound towing capacity, goes 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds, and runs at least 400 miles on a full charge, and you can add 100 miles in 10 minutes at public charging stations. The CES session Bye-Bye Cash began by asking, what would be worse to forget and leave at home, your wallet or your iPhone? Only a few hands went up when the moderator asked, who has more than $25 on you? After $5 trillion in sales moved online during COVID, we want payment alternatives. Apps like Apple Wallet are now business as usual. 62% prefer making in-store purchases digitally, no contact. Another trend, order anything from anywhere on any device. And customers want to be seen as individuals. Loyalty programs can now analyze data.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest is a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Three after the hour, important info this week. It's always important from Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website for automakers. CES was about safety, efficiency, and a better user experience. I looked at that phraseology appeared on a website that I saw. Nick Miles was there at CES. Is for automakers, was it about safety, efficiency, and a better experience for the user? Yes or no? Technology-wise.
Yes, Well, I think, yes, it was, although there were some things that were a little head-scratching, but there was definitely about safety and efficiency, because they, of course, this is the innovation show. This is the kickoff to the new year every year is usually the kickoff is CES, and they show off the latest innovations to all of those things. Whether they actually make it to market, well, we have, you know, that is remained to be seen. We'll see if they actually come out into stores and into dealerships later in the year.
So, in terms of what's going on, I was relaying a story. I don't know if you heard me or not in the last half hour. The focus was on a truck at a dealership in my neck of the woods, $80,000 F-350. The sticker price, the dealer is negotiating with somebody to pay $137,000 for that truck.
Wow.
That's about as outrageous, but that's, you know, consider the greed on one side and the stupidity on the other side. Because aren't there a lot of trucks sitting around and cars that just are waiting, the 2021s, they kept making them, they just don't all have chips in them. As soon as they have chips, they all come onto the market. Am I right on that?
Yes. There was somebody at CES telling me yesterday from one of the major automakers that there is an old stadium in Detroit that has been pulled down a number of years ago, and the whole of the stadium where it used to be is full of brand new trucks that are now used to be 2021s. Sitting in that stadium where it used to be, just with no chips in them. So they just sit, it's full of them. The whole land is just full of brand new trucks lined up one after the other, and they're doing nothing but sitting there waiting for the chips to arrive. So do we call them 2021s or 2022s when they arrive? I know that's a bit of a head scratch.
I'm going to bet that the auto companies are going to make them 2022s because they don't want to take a discount. People will say, well, that's a 2021. I want a discount. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Right?
Well, they're technically not 2021s because they're not finished until the chip gets put in them.
Yeah, so, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, Tesla. Yes, Tesla in the news this week, opening a showroom in China where the genocide allegations, or not allegations, where genocide's taking place. This is not a good look nor a move that Americans like with regard to Tesla. Does anybody care as far as in the Tesla circle is concerned, Elon Musk or... I mean, they've gotten a black eye, certainly, for doing business there.
Yeah, well, a lot of American companies are doing business in China, and there is quite a few strange things when it comes to Tesla. First of all, to do business in China as an American car company, you have to give up some of your ownership to your company. So you have to rename your product to a Chinese name. Yeah. You have to give up 50% ownership of that product to the Chinese, except for Tesla. They're the only company that's got away with not doing that. Why? We don't know. But there's some kind of strange deal. They also have a factory out there in China.
That's the
but
deal.
They've, you know, yeah. there's a lot of like weird stuff going on that I'd like quite a few answers to, and it's not good, it's not healthy, and Tesla, explain yourself. That's all I can tell you.
I would say that'd be enough to keep me. If I ever was interested in a Tesla, that would keep me from buying. I don't want anybody that's buying that's doing business in China. I'm off of that. Meanwhile, Tesla has recalled 475,000 cars in our country because of two defects that increase the risk of accidents. How are people so fascinated with this? The Model 3 sedans, 356,000 of them from 2017. What is the problem and how does it get fixed?
Well, here's the deal. So let me explain to you a bit how the defects happen and how they work. What happens with these defects is, and they happen all the time, and the defects, there's a demarcation line with these defects. So is the lawsuits that Tesla are going to face from the defects going to cost more than the recall? And then they look at, the lawyers look at those and go, okay, and it doesn't specifically matter what the defect is because these happen all of the time with these car companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they look at them, is it a seatbelt, is it a brake, whatever it is, it's going to cost them more to recall, or is the lawsuit going to cost me more to actually pay when these people sue us? And so they make the choice, okay, we're going to have to actually do the recall. And so you start to look at that, and when you start to look at these companies, are you going to have to do the recall or you know? So they've obviously decided that they're going to lose more money by doing the recall. So, you know,
great.
I'm just telling you, Tesla, not in my eyes,
lawyers.
Not a good deal.
Yeah. Big bad boo. All right, Nick.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.